I wouldn't.
If there isn't a great deal of difference between two things, but there's some difference, you'd say
there's a little bit of difference.
All right. And if you're able to do something, someone says, "Are you able to do that?" And you want to emphasize, you say, "Yes,
I am. I can.
Something between I and can. I.
Between I and can. Something. I really can."
Okay, or like, "I certainly can," or sure can. How about the use of the forms yes, sir, and yes, ma'am, no, sir, and no, ma'am? Do you use those regularly, or under what circumstances?
It's one of those formal terms. My mother tells me to address elders as such, or she used to.
Yeah, but you would use it less frequently, though. I mean,
it's kind of formal.
All right. If you're not talking about you say there isn't a great deal of difference there. There's a little.
A little bit.
All right. Say someone dreaded that place, and you want to emphasize it. You might say, "What dreaded that place?"
He really dreaded it.
Yeah. You'd say, "I'm going to have to put on more than a sweater today because it's cold. It's
really cold."
All right. And we had a good dinner last night. That steak was good? It was
really good.
All right. Do you ever use the expression "real" in the sense of something, saying that those are talking about hunting dogs or something like that, saying that those are real dogs or those?
I would say you'd use it "really" more just as an adverb, like "really good."
All right. If you hit your hammering a nail and you hit your thumb with a hammer, what might you say?
"God damn."
Okay. Now, how about something you might use a little less, or is there something you might use that's more severe than that?
What? Just say "what, ouch" or "oh" or something like that.
Well, or something you might, but something more in the sense of, "God damn it," you have that, but then let's say something maybe even more severe than that, and then something less severe than that.
More severe? I can't think of anything more severe offhand.
Okay, how about anything less severe?
Just say "ouch" or "oh" or something like
that. All right. Well, let's say it's not a matter of being actually in physical pain, but something you might use instead of "damn" if you didn't want to use "damn."
"Darn."
All right. Somebody says something you think is just absolutely strange, and you say, "Why the very of that? The very."
The very.
Person has an original thought. You say he really has
a good mind.
Yeah, but he has a thought of these
people. A good idea.
All right. Now, would you ever use "idea" in that sense? Why, the very idea of that?
Yeah, the very idea.
All right. How would you greet a good friend? You see a good friend one day, you might say.
"Hi," or "how are you?"
All right. Now, how might you greet a stranger being introduced to someone for the first time? You know, and you say,
"Hi, nice to meet you," or something like that.
All right. Would you ever "how" something there? "How."
"How are you?"
All right. If someone comes over and you'd like them to return, you might say,
Come back."
All right. And if something happens a second time, you say, "That happened once and then it happened."
What, once before?
No, it happened once and then it happened.
Again?
The usual greeting on December 25th.
"Merry Christmas."
And on January 1st.
"Happy New Year."
How about Christmas gift or Christmas box? Either of those have any currency at all? I don't mean that they gave him a Christmas gift. I mean, would you ever use Christmas gift as an expression? When you see someone on Christmas Day, say Christmas gift.
Huh.